Governor Scott Walker called a special legislative session last night, and he's hoping to use a projected $100 million surplus to push down property taxes.
Governor Walker said he wanted to deliver the tax cut for December's property tax bills and that lawmakers needed to act quickly because local officials are in the process of finalizing those budgets and determining their tax levies.
Todd Berry joins us now. He's the president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, what do we know about the plan so far?
Well, we've been sort of playing around with numbers today. The governor had said that this would be about $13 on a medium value home this December. We tried to work with the school aid formula to figure out what this would really mean. We think that about one in every seven school districts will not benefit simply because of the way the school aid formula works. The rest will. We think about half of those districts will see their school levy reduced between 0 and 1%, and the rest a little more than 1%. Now, of course, the school levy is only 40 to 50% of the whole property tax bill, so cutting to the bottom line, we're probably looking about a half a percent typically in the reduction of the overall levy. But again, there will be a significant number of school districts that will not have a reduction. And in the thing about these formula and how local control we are in this state, the numbers will be all over the map.
Well, you've said that it reminds you of a tactic used by former Governor Doyle. Can you explain what you mean by that and what he did?
Well, December is the operative month because that's when property tax bills come out, and those are the last property tax bills before the election. And so in both Governor Doyle's term, same time, going into the 06 election and going in now into the 14 election, this would be the property tax bill. They would want to try to move down the property tax a little bit. And both Governor Doyle and his successor are sort of going about it in the same way. At the same time, the only difference is Governor Doyle had more money to work with.
Now, Democrats like Representative Sandy Pasch have questioned the timing on this in relation to Mary Burke's announcement to run for governor. So this comes something like, a couple weeks after that. What do you think about that? Is it coincidental?
Well, I'll leave that to the partisans to fight over. But, I mean, clearly, if you wanted to do something on the property tax bill before the election, December would be your last chance, announced candidate or not announced candidate.
Now, obviously, you know, property tax reduction is something that appeals to a lot of people. On the other hand, we are in a time of high budget deficits. You know, what do you think about using this money in this way instead of, say, you know, a rainy day fund?
Well, as many of you and your listeners know, the last budget 2 years ago was a very tough one, and pretty much everything was reduced in order to increase Medicaid. But the good news that came out of that budget is we did actually build up a surplus. So we started the new budget period this summer with probably over $700 million, which would have been the biggest kind of balance we've had in a very long time. And what is going on in this budget, even before any property tax change, is that they're spending more than they're bringing in revenue this year and next year. And the way they're able to do that is by pulling down the surplus they accumulated. And so you end up with, once again, and this has sort of been the pattern in Wisconsin history over the last 10 or 20 years, is we like to flirt with getting the balance down there where we are potentially vulnerable if there's a downturn.
So you would say save it.
Well, the other thing that's happening this coming week is the state will be announcing what its actual surplus was at the end of last year. By law, those numbers come out. And I suspect the governor and his folks know what that number is, and so they just decided to get a little jump on that and use some of that money. So I suspect they have a little more money than we perhaps thought, but again, they are already going to pull the surplus down by about $400 million in order to do the things they wanted to do just in the regular budget that passed.
Well, what do you expect will happen next with this? I mean, if it goes forward, do you think it's enough of spare change in people's pockets that this is a good move, or is it too diffuse to really make a difference?
Well,
to people?
It's pretty diffuse, and again, remember that at least at the taxpayers' lines, our best guess was that about 15% of the school districts would see no benefit from this because they don't get school aid, or for other reasons that the way the school aid formula works. It should also be said, though, that, and this was the same with the Governor Doyle move some years back, is with revenue limits in place, the schools don't get any of the money. It is forced to go to reduce the property tax, which, of course, will make taxpayers happy. I mean, our property taxes in Wisconsin are about 25% above the national average. So I suppose any amount would be welcome. The problem is there are also municipal and county and technical college levies, and those will vary greatly from community to community. So when you take a 0.5% or 1% reduction in levy and you spread it around the state, it may get washed out by what is happening in your city or county or tech college district.
All right, we'll leave it there. Todd, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
That was Todd Berry, president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance.